Good afternoon, Nicholas.
Good afternoon, Doreen.
Now, Nicholas, explain to us, how did the meeting go?
The meeting ended just a while ago. It was at the instance of the Asante Regional Security Council. Virtually all members of the council were here. They were joined by the Konongo Divisional Police Commander, Superintendent Bosman Oshini, and the new district, Asante Achim North District Police Commander, was also introduced to the people. He's a DSP Boapia. He was introduced to the people amidst shout and fierce by the people. I would say it was held at the auditorium of the local Christ Apostolic Church, and the auditorium was not enough to accommodate the huge number of citizens who were eager to be part of the town hall meeting. The issue, a number of people spoke at the forum. The chief, the paramount queen mother, was there to speak, to calm down nerves, and she emphasized the fact that the traditional leadership of the paramountcy or the paramount area will not, the emphasis is hers, will not tolerate any more Fulani herdsmen, and that by close of the year, they should see signs of their total eviction or evacuation from the area to ensure that peace and tranquility return to this particular traditional area. There was also remarked by the one of the chief who is taking care of the area, who's on behalf of the paramount chief, who is a bit under the weather and so could not be part of the forum. So he also gave an assurance to the people that they are going to provide all the needed support to the security apparatus to ensure that the exercise that has begun will not end to the dissatisfaction of the people, and that they are going to ensure that it succeeds. Then the regional police commander also came in, but also assured the people that even though the security operation or activities are going to continue until the last Fulani herdsman and the cattle leave this particular area, the people must also be law-abiding, so that they should not take the law into their own hands and go about doing things that will thwart efforts of the government and the security apparatus.
Nicholas, now, so how did the residents receive this information or this admonishment from the people in authority that indeed the Fulani herdsmen are going to be flushed out or moved to another place at the end of the year, hopefully?
I would say that the people were in high spirits. They were in a frenzy as soon as their leadership, the traditional leadership, took center stage in addressing them as to how far they have come. When the issue of Fulani herdsmen erupted in this particular area, and then gave them the assurance they are going to back the security operation for it to succeed. These remarks were met with tears from the people, because that is what they were eagerly awaiting from their leadership. And when the regional minister, who happens to be the chairman of the Regional Security Council, also took the podium to also address them and gave them every assurance that they are going to ensure full implementation of the 2012 High Court ruling that ordered government to ensure that the animals and their managers are totally evacuated from this particular area. The people were very happy and gave the regional minister and the government, for that matter, their thumbs up for that initiative they have taken.
Now, Nicholas, briefly,
the minister has assured that within a matter of 1 year, by a year by this time, the people should be assured that the exercise should have been effectively completed.
Briefly, tell us the security situation. Do we have a lot of police presence in the area?
Yes, for today, we have a number of security personnel made up of the police, the BNI, and the Ghana Army. They are all on ground to ensure that nothing untoward happens. We will have the general officer commanding the central command of the Ghana Armed Forces, Brigadier General Hassan, also here together with his officer in charge of the 4th Infantry Battalion. They are all on the ground assisting with what is happening, and they have all given the assurance that the exercise is not going to be a 9-day one, that they are going to carry through with whatever plans and a strategy they have already mapped up to ensure that that security returns to this particular district.
Thank you very much, Nicholas. That was our Ashanti Regional Correspondent, Nicholas Osewusu.